I have been working very hard since I came to the U.S. Senate to help move the Fitzsimmons Veterans Hospital along. Started that effort several years ago, including bringing Secretary Principe out to Denver as we tried to put Humpty Dumpty together again when it seemed like Fitzsimmons was going to fall apart. At this point, we are making huge progress on that effort with the Veterans Affairs Committee, led by Senator Akaka, approving the authorization of $548 million for the construction of the Veterans Hospital at the Fitzsimmons campus. That legislation will now move forward to the floor of the Senate. I hope that we will get it through and that the President will sign the legislation. The Veterans Hospital at Fitzsimmons will become one of the crown jewels of healthcare for our veterans, not only in Colorado, but throughout the Rocky Mountain West. The Veterans Affairs Committee adopted other legislation that I had proposed. It includes the creation of a Vets Ride grant program in Colorado, especially up in the northwest part of the state. I know that veterans organizations provide transportation to veterans for long-distance commutes all the way to Grand Junction. And right now, they do it on their own. And what this program will do is it will provide a grant up to $50,000 for these VSOs to provide rides to veterans for medical care. Secondly, we are upping the veterans' travel reimbursement rates. At this point in time, veterans get 11 cents per mile for their travel expenses related to the VA medical care that they receive. Our legislation will up that to 28 cents per mile. The last piece of legislation, which I successfully got through the Veterans Affairs Committee, will require the progress that the VA is making on rural veterans. Last year, we included in the legislation a concept that I had been working on to create an Office of Rural Veterans Affairs. I think we need to have the immigration issue that we face in our country fixed. We currently have a system of chaos and lawlessness and disorder. And how we move forward on this issue is something that we have been working on for a very long time. There have been many hearings, hundreds of amendments to legislation, many days on the floor of the U.S. Senate last year as well as this year. And it's time for us to get serious about a very major national problem that we have. The legislation which we have crafted and which I support toughens border security in a number of different ways. It provides $4.4 billion to help us with border security and to enforce our laws within our country, 370 miles of fencing, 300 miles of vehicle barriers, 20,000 border patrol agents, 105 ground-based radar and camera towers, 31,500 detention beds. It toughens employer sanctions and makes sure that we have the resources to be able to enforce the laws within our country. We know many of the people who are here in an undocumented status came here illegally. We need to end that practice. And thirdly, we also allow, after a long period of probation, the people who are undocumented here to have the ability to get themselves regularized here in America by paying back taxes, passing criminal background checks. And if they work steadily for at least 8 years and they pay some stiff penalties and fees and they learn English, go to the back of the line, then they would be eligible for citizenship somewhere between 8 to 13 years from the time that the legislation is enacted. I think it is fair, tough, and practical